more boundary marker, and then we'll head for home.
Aw, Dad, can I take the drop off of this one? You did it last time, please.
No, but it's too deep for you. And as a matter of fact, it's too deep for you, too, Sandy. I want you guys to stay here, topside, with the boat.
Then can we swim around up here with Flipper?
Okay, but don't go too far or too deep. And be ready to go when I come back up topside so we can go home for lunch. All right?
Gee, thanks, Dad.
All right, give me that brush.
Right. About them?
Well, I think I'm going to need some help on this one. I'll call Dr. Tullner at the Marine Research Institute. He knows more about sharks than any other man on the coast. All right, Sandy, get the anchor. I think our tuna is about the best along the entire coast.
Well, I have to agree with you there.
Gee, Dad, we know all about tuna fish and everything, but I thought Dr. Tullner came here to chase off sharks.
I think we better go in.
Okay. Well, but before we do any chasing, I'd like to show you what you may be up against.
There's not a shark in this box, is it?
Well, yes and no. I thought you might be interested in seeing some film that was taken on our last shark studying expedition. Oh, yeah, Porter, thanks.
Right.
Television!
Well, not exactly, Bud. This is a battery-operated motion picture film viewer. Now, here's the one we went out to study.
Will you look at the size of them? Is it a man-eater?
Well, it's hard to say, Bud, when and if a shark will attack. But this variety has attacked and killed men.
Flipper isn't scared of them. And I'm not scared of them when I'm with Flipper.
Why do you study sharks, Dr. Tullner? Just because they're so interesting?
Well, that's partly it, Sandy. but primarily to lessen the dangers from them. You see, the more we learn and understand about sharks, the less unpredictable they'll be and the easier it'll be for someone to handle them in case they're attacked. Oh, here you see one way we protect ourselves.
A shark cage.
Yeah, you remember the time we had to use one.
Sure. Exploring that old wreck near the reef.
Well, if you ask me, it'd be much safer and easier if all the sharks were put in the cages.
Well, that would be easier, Bud, but who's going to round them up?
How do you attract the sharks for your study?
Well, Sandy, we found the sharks are attracted by low-frequency sound.
Noise?
Mm-hmm, like explosions or fish thrashing about in the water.
Or a panicky swimmer.
Exactly. You know, the best advice to a swimmer in trouble is not to thrash wildly, but to swim away from the shark in slow, even strokes.
I swam near a shark once.
Oh, really? What kind was it?
Oh, it was a big one.
It was a lemon shark. It got tangled up in our nets.
Lemon shark? How many different flavors are there?
Well, Bud, there are over 250 species of shark, and they're found in every ocean.
Hey, look at that.
Is that you, Dr. Tolner?
Look, the knife won't even go through his skin.
Shark skin's one of the toughest known. You know, actually, his skin is made of the same material as his teeth.
Boy, you sure are brave. Almost as brave as Dad.
Well, that does her.
Now, what's the purpose of your current investigations, Bill?
Well, Porter, I'd like to come up with an effective shark repellent so that we don't have to rely on knives and spear guns. It's quite a challenge.
And that's another reason Dr. Tolner came down. We're going out and see if we can attract those sharks and then scare them away.
Ah, that's good. I won't mind, although it will be kind of hard getting Flipper in the cage with us. But I guess we can manage.
Flipper? With us?
Oh, come on, Dad. Let me be with Flipper while we're in the first experiment.
All right, son, it's a deal.
Really?
Mm-hmm, really. You will be with Flipper during the experiment. You'll be right with him, right here.
Here? But, Dad, Sandy's going. Why don't...
Now, Bud, it's going to be dangerous enough as it is out there. I need Sandy on the deck to help with the shark cage. And it could be dangerous for Flipper down below, too, so you keep him here with you.
Oh, all right.
No, Bud, look, tell you what, why don't you take this viewer down and run the movies with Flipper? You know, he might enjoy them. Oh, say, by the way, I've got a little transistor radio kit here that you can put together and become a junior scientist. Do it all by yourself.
Gee, thanks a lot.
Well, Bill, we've got a couple good hours of work ahead of us.
Yeah.
Sandy, you get the scuba gear ready. And, Bud, look, I want you to find Flipper and stay with him. Let's get working on our gear.
Right, fine.
Have fun.
Thanks a lot. Oh, there you are. Flipper, I don't know how they expect me to become a junior scientist when they won't even let me come on an experiment. Well, I don't blame you for being mad one bit, no sir. Seizure home and you're being evicted. Anyway, you can see a movie of what we're missing.
Frequency sounds will attract them.
Okay. Sandy, after I straighten it up, you keep it on this course until I tell you. All right?
Right.
Okay. Let's go, Doctor.
Right.
Thank you.
something? Boy, what a good scientist I'd make. Flipper, would you rather watch this movie again or listen to some music on my radio? Okay, then. Hey, Flipper, I've got an idea. I'll put the radio in this plastic bag so it won't get wet. Then we'll take it out on the paddleboard and listen to music, okay?
Like we're gonna have company.
Flipper, was that an explosion? It might have been Dr. Toner's boat. They might need some help. I gotta get out there fast.
Hi, Porter.
How are you?
I'm tying those in the cage.
Squirt bottles?
Yeah. To release a chemical repellent. See, it dissolves in water. So, in theory, we can surround ourselves with a blanket of protection that'll last up to 20 minutes. Now, that is, if the current isn't too strong. And we'll sink these bags of repellent over the side so we can pierce them with spear guns for saturation farther from the cage.
What's in the repellent?
Oh, a number of chemicals to confuse the shark's keen sense of smell. And you notice this bright blue color? Well, that's supposed to sting the shark's eyes. Okay, Porter, give her a heave.
Sure hope it works.
Well, let's hope so. Well, let's get our gear on, all right?
Yeah.
Chum lines, and that'll keep them busy until we get ready. And by the way, drop us down to 50 feet, remember? We can shoot the bags from there. If there's any trouble topside, you can pull us right up. Okay?
Okay, Dad.
All right, let's get the cages.
Thank you. out here on the paddleboard.
Bud! He doesn't hear us.
He doesn't see the sharks either. Your repellent doesn't work. Dad, what can we do?
You can't do that. The sound of the motors will attract the sharks right along with us. They'll surround Bud before I have a chance to pick him up. Sandy, hit the siren. Wait a minute. Neither of you have a chance now. What the devil do you think you were doing? You could have been killed out there.
Killed?
The water was full of sharks.
Sharks?
I want you to explain to me why you deliberately came out here and disobeyed me.
Well, Dad, when me and Flipper, when we saw the water turn that color and everything, and we heard all those explosions, well, we just sort of came out here to see if we could help.
It did turn out all right, Dad.
Yeah.
You think you heard some explosions out here. You wait till we get home, young man.
I wonder what could have repelled those sharks.
I can tell you that. It was Flipper.
I'm afraid one dolphin isn't going to scare off a school of sharks.
Tell him, Flipper. Tell him you scared off the sharks. My radio! It must have fallen in the water. And look, it's soaked.
Something? It's just possible.
Well, what is it, Bill?
Maybe Bud and Flipper did scare off those sharks.
How do you mean?
Well, it's just a guess, but an educated one. If salt water shorted out the off switch and the tuning condensers, then it could let off a high-frequency squeal. Ah, you can barely hear it. Our ears aren't sensitive to it.
So?
Well, when the radio fell in the water conducted the sound right to target.
You mean the sharks?
The sharks. Now, if low-frequency sounds attract sharks, like explosions, then maybe high-frequency sounds will repel them.
Well, maybe it was the sound of the siren.
Well, that's a possibility. I don't know. But Porter, if this is true, if I can make a device like that radio, swimmers can carry, and they can swim safely in shark-infested waters.
Well, I can say this much. I'd much rather swim with Flipper than any old shark anytime. Right, Flipper?
Bud, Dr. Tolner is leaving today, and he wanted to come down and say goodbye.
Take care of yourself, Bud.
Sure, Dr. Tolner. I sure hope you come back real soon. But, are you sure all the sharks won't come back?
Yes, I'm sure, Bud. That school of sharks just got off course after that last storm you had. They got in the wrong warm water current.
Oh.
Dr. Tolner promised that if he does come back, he'll let you and Flipper watch his experiments.
Well, I don't think I want to be a scientist anymore.
How come?
Well, you see, I promised Flipper that I'd be his manager.
His manager?
Yes, in show business. Watch.
Everyone loves a king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Thank you.